Blog Talk Radio.
Shout out to Adrian Adonis. Yeah. This ain't no video game. Yeah. This life will only give you 1 year. That's where my brothers, we are locked up in a brutal scene.
Damn.
Fuck underground, I'm thunderbound. Damn. So point the arrow now. Damn. I built the pyramids and rose the sun, so call me Pharaoh now.
Grab
that's just some food for thought, so take it like a protein.
Yeah.
I live in places that's so anti-black and pro-green. Money
Damn.
Over Africans, but we ain't really Africans.
African.
Divide us like we fractions, so we won't reclaim our past again.
God
so
damn.
Tell your fucking pastor, Robin Master, take a class again.
Yeah.
Cause I'm gonna show these people there's no need for you to ask a man.
Nah.
Just get up on your knees and talk to God, don't worry about your sin. I'm telling you the truth, my words, my bond, and I can vouch for him. This light up in the tunnel, can't you see it? Use your glasses, damn. I'm tired of all my people, see that's niggas with no action plan.
And
I didn't choose to rap, he just fell into a backup plan. So
yeah.
Let go so he can show you how he's built a master plan.
Yeah.
I rise with the sun.
Even if you ain't the same, and treat your lady with respect, even if she hates your vein. It's easier to do the bad, I'm urging you to please refrain. Read about some righteousness or open up a business, man. If you don't really feel this, turn it off and toss it in the drain. Cause I ain't got no feelings for no sheep who's lost without his brain. Michael Brown, he left me with a frown, but he should've known better, man. When he looking for a reason to put a bullet in his letter, man. And don't you get the clue that all these people scared of all us, cause we made it through that slavery by Rolexes and Rovers. And you can't hold us down, we hold the crown for majors before us. And though you play with money, we still know that you below us. Now look what you done did, I'm so mixed, I'm just mixed up. Cause I can see the point of every picture with these scriptures. If you never take a handout, you can never be a victim. So I don't participate inside these pretty little prisms. Money, military, college.
All right. Welcome. This is Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33. And today is Wednesday, that's right. Wednesday, August the 23rd of 2017. And the time is 12 noon Central Time. As always, we have another outstanding show scheduled for you today. And as you know, I like to get right into the meat of the message. I know your time is valuable. I respect you and I respect your time. So I do not want to waste your time. I want to spend as much time revealing, explaining, illuminating, and simplifying the word of God. The word of Yahuwah and his son, Yahushua. So today, my brothers, today, my sisters, we want to talk about the three keys are the three things that guarantee your success, your life optimization. Yesterday, we talked about the life optimization blockers. Today, we want to talk about the life optimization successors. We want to talk about how the tone of your voice determines the speed of your choice. That is another way of saying that if I want to hasten my direction, if I want to hasten my journey, if I want to speed up if I want to get to my destination of wealth, health, wisdom, and relationships faster, I need to realize what we talked about yesterday, which was the life optimization blockers, which was Christ conflict, repressed memories, and unconscious programming. Today, we want to talk about the life optimization successors, which are diligence, conviction, and determination. So I need to explain something that is taught by the priestly craft, and this is called diction or intonation. So it is the tone of your voice that determines the speed of your choice. Let me make sure you over, under, and understand. Because if you have the potential to over, under, and understand an inner tone or intonation, if you can put this tone inside of your bone, if you can put this tone in your bone, I can guarantee you success in any area, in anything, on any plane, in anywhere, in any direction. Guaranteed. But if you don't have this tone, my brothers and sisters, life is not going to, it's going to be okay, but you're not going to have these toe-curling experiences that you need or that you're looking for or that you are designed for. And it's interesting because one of the most profound things that I do in my one-on-one, when something bad happens to everybody, their tone changes. Their vibe changes. Their voice changes. Y'all, we all do it. It's natural. But that's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about when your tone and your voice and your vibe changes after, you know, in some cases, 10 years from the date of the event that took place, and you still moaning and groaning. Brothers and sisters, that is the kiss of death. That means that your choice will never arrive because your tone has not been inscribed. Your choice will never arrive if your tone is not inscribed. And it's very important, my brothers and sisters, because without under, over, and understanding this, you go through life beating yourself up. And it is this beating yourself up that delays your success. It is sad because I see it in my own life both ways. Now, let me make sure you understand what I'm saying. The priestly craft, they either knowingly or unknowingly know this. I talked about it. I learned this from a gentleman back in the faith movement days by the name of John Avanzini. They used to call it name it and claim it. There is a lot of truth to it because it's loosely based upon the law of attraction. But the problem is that when it comes to understanding, I'm learning now, not only with the current group, but with the last group and with just with clients and people that I talk to in general, that I got to explain in more detail the things that I do naturally, both good and bad. Because whatever degree that the pendulum swings to the left, the pendulum also will swing to the right. And the problem is that we don't understand how the priest back in the Old Testament was able to call down fire from heaven. So the priesthood is actually, again, the priest craft. I want you to watch the Oscars or the Grammys, and when they're accepting their awards, they always talk about their craft. And they always talk about perfecting their art or their craft. And so what they are talking about is what all witchcraft know. So witches have an understanding that they know that the same thing that the Bible says to save souls is the same thing that the devil says to steal souls. So the Bible says that we're going to develop this thing called preaching. And it is this preaching of the word that is going to save some. So the Father said he has chosen to use the foolishness of what is called the priestly craft. And there is a danger that most people don't understand, because most people have not really delved into or studied from a Luciferian perspective, or what Charles, what was the old boy's name? Charles Taz Russell talked about, and what my boy who established the altar call overstood. And so today I want to make sure that you understand the positive of what I talked about in my book. You are an incantation of God. As an incantation of God, you have the potential you are an incarnation of God that uses an incantation from God to result in an incarceration of God. Now, I have this inside of a 12-hour series, an audiobook where I break this down in detail. But today I'm just going to give you the three keys that you need to guarantee your success, to override, again, the life optimization block. Right now, your life is experiencing an eclipse. Your life is experiencing an eclipse as far as the optimization. There is no light coming through because there are blockers. Number one, you got cognitive dissonance that's based upon religion. You don't know what you believe. You say you know, but you don't know. The reason that I know that you don't know, because you cannot do these three things that I'm going to tell you today. That is the only reason why your life is not optimized. And you have repressed memories. You're going to say you don't because, number one, they're repressed. That means that they're unconscious. How the hell are you going to know what you don't know? You got sickness you don't even know you got. Like if you got a disease and you ain't got no symptoms. So how are you going to know you got a disease and you ain't got no damn symptoms? You don't know. So how do you know what you don't know? That's where tone comes in. That's why you need the Ruach and the Pneuma, because the Holy Spirit gives you intuition. You got a sixth sense. Women, y'all know. Every female knows what I'm talking about. You know, let one of your kids get hurt. They could be in Timbuktu. You could be on the other side of the globe and something in your spirit be like, call your daughter. You just pick up the phone. Let your man cheat. You know it in your bones, woman. You know. You know something's off. You know I know exactly what it is, but you know something's off. Intuition, but we don't listen to our intuition. So those repressed memories, they stay repressed. And then we got this unconscious programming. Right now we live in a world that you are part of a program. It's a program that programs the program. That programs the program. People tell me you need self-control. How the hell can flesh control flesh? It can't. That's like saying the wolf to watch the hen house. He's going to watch the hen house, all right? Why he eating the hen house? You cannot hire or you cannot make a crackhead into a good drug dealer. He gonna sniff up his supply. An alcoholic does not make a good bartender. A sinner does not make a good sinner. So, Brother Will, what are you saying? Well, let's break these three keys down. The number one key is the foundation, the first book I've ever read. I talk about this all the time. It's the word diligent. Diligent, my brothers and sisters, and everybody should know this because, again, everybody has the book. I give that book out for free. If you don't got it, email me. I'll send you that book, Diligence, The Ultimate Secret to Being Rich. If you don't have that book, man, and you know me, and you've listened to my shows, and you don't have that book, the book that I wrote, you know, 25 years ago, the foundation of everything that I do, everything that I do is based on that one word. And so you hanging out with me, you don't even know what diligent means. That comes out of the book of Psalms when it said that the hand of the diligent makes one rich. It doesn't ask. It doesn't recommend. It doesn't, you know, negotiate. The hand of the diligent makes. God's not leaving it up to you. He said that all you have to do is one thing. If you do this one thing, it guarantees your success. It's not even an option. You can't even F it up if you want to. You can try. I've already tried it. John Calvin called it tulip. It's irresistible grace. In other words, God said, I'm going to bless you. I don't care what you say. You can curse God. He's still going to bless you because God doesn't leave it up to you. Diligence means that the hand of the diligent is the ability to make a concrete decision. That's the problem. I've never met a soul who had that ability, myself included. Let me say that again. I've never been on earth for almost 60 years. I've never met a person who has the ability to make a concrete decision. We all waver. And let me explain why we waver. Because we don't have, number two, conviction. We don't have enough evidence to make us diligent. Now, let me explain what I do so that way I guarantee my success before I ever start. I've never talked to a female that I did not know, that I could not guarantee that she liked me the same or more than I liked her. I've never went on a job. I've never bought a car. I've never ate a meal. I don't do nothing unless I know. But how do I know? People ask me all the time, Brother Will, how did you knew that the dude that you, that the house you living in right now, that the dude was going to let you live, basically move in with no money? How did you buy 10 houses and amass over $1 million worth of network and real estate back in the 80s before most people was even freaking born? How did you know to do those deals? How did you do those for sale by owners? How did you do those VA assumables before the VA outlawed it because of Negroes like you? How did you know that the owner was willing to sell? How did you know that they would take no money down? How did you know that when you set up your coffee shop, bookstore, and learning center, you rode by that same building for almost 2 years, you talked to the dude, he said, no, 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 no. And then finally the dude says, yes. And he said yes to sweat equity. How did you set up a deal where you paid no rent in a building that was $5,000 a month? And you was in there running business and you paid no rent for X amount of months. How did you know he was going to agree to that? How did you know? Let me tell you how I know everything. And you should know the same thing. You should not do nothing unless you know this. This is taught in all the ancient societies, but most people don't understand. I shouldn't be telling you this. This should be part of the pay-per-view stuff that only my paid clients are privy to. But I'm going to tell you this because most of you are not going to even understand this. Because remember, the tone in your voice determines the speed of your choice. Heavenly Father, touch the minds of your people. Do you sense the tone in my voice? People tell me all the time, Doc, man, you seem a little, I don't know what it is, brother. That's called tone. That's called intonation. That's called, again, dunamis in the Greek. Jesus left, and then he came back, and they said, hold up. He speaks as one having authority. Bam, that's it. That's intonation. If you don't got that, you can kiss the baby. You may become halfway successful. You may get a couple of nickels to rub together. You may lose a few pounds. You may actually be able to, accomplish and read a couple of books. But I guarantee you, you will not optimize your life unless you got dunamis power, unless you speak as one having authority. Where do you get authority from? You get it from evidence that is not seen. That is called determination. Determination is the act of coming to a decision or a fixed, settled disposition. Is your disposition fixed and settled? Can I come by and move you out of your position? Yeah, if I got enough money, I'm pretty sure I can get you to move. It's just everybody got a price, as they say. You got a price, brother? You got a price, sister? We all got one. I used to have one until August the 4th of this year. I got rid of all of my negotiating points. As of right now, I have a fixed disposition. Only God himself can move me off my square. I don't know if you understand with that statement. So let me explain how I got to this statement and how everything that I went after with that conviction I've received. Because I have one diligence. Diligence is the ability to make a concrete decision. Now, since most people can get the definition of the word, but most people don't understand how to find the application of the word. So the word diligence is, again, it comes out of the Helios Biblios or the Bible from Proverbs chapter 10, I think it's 2, Proverbs 10:2 or 10:14. I'm paraphrasing, but you want to look it up. It says, the hand of the diligent makes one rich. Again, that word diligent in that scripture, it means the ability to kill, to cut, to mutilate, to destroy, to maim. Now, these are not biblical terms. Last I checked, everybody tell me that the God that we serve is a God of love. Kumbaya, let's hug each other. You know, we want to, you know, save some trees and all this good stuff. Yeah, the God I serve is a ruthless God. And let me make sure you understand, he's ruthless about his purpose, which is to establish love or the frequency of love on the planet. So he's ruthless about that. So are you ruthless about your purpose? Most people don't even know what their purpose is. How the hell are you going to be ruthless about something you don't even know what it is? So the problem, brothers and sisters, about the word diligent is we can't make a concrete decision because we don't have all of the options on the table. So how can I decide to do something when all of the decisions, we are just given two options, option A and option B. You can be good or evil. That's it. You can be happy or sad. That's it. You can be fat or skinny. That's it. You can go up or down. That's it. You can go left or right. So we're given duality, polarity. You got two brains. You got a left hemisphere and a right hemisphere. You got two eyes. You got two nostrils. You got two ears. You got two hands. You got two knees. You got two scrotums. Men are testicles. Women, you got two ovaries. You got two. That represents duality. So where's option three? Where's the third testicle? Where's the third chi-chi? That's the code word. Or where's the third eye? Oh, so we got a third eye? Damn, Skippy. You got a third everything. But nobody know about the third option. That's where your authority is at. Since if you don't speak, if the tone of your voice does not have dunamis power, it does not. If you don't speak with authority, then what you are speaking is not going to happen. That's the problem. That 99%. After you get past the blockers that we talked about yesterday, that's the first thing you got to do. You got to get past the cognitive dissonance that you got, the religious problem. You got to get past your Christ conflict. Then you got to get past your repressed memories from what happened to you when you was a kid. Then you got to get past your unconscious programming. That's you're inside of this world, so you're part of this Luciferian system. You've been programmed by Lucifer. So once you get past that and you stop disrespecting the person, the place, and the position, then you can start exercising some self-diligence, some self-conviction, and some self-determination. And then once you do that, then you get to some Christ-diligence, some Christ-conviction, and some Christ-determination. Christ is the title. It's not a person. It's the messianic office, that you have. So I have a formula that I use. Now, this is really dangerous. Heavenly Father, touch the minds of your people. If you use this for evil, you go from, again, being a part of the priestly or the priesthood, and you go and become a part of the priestcraft. Now, the priesthood is what some people call white magic. The priestcraft or witchcraft is what they call black magic. But they both use the same principles. They just, one, use the principles for good. The other use the principles for bad. Now, I don't want to be the bearer of good, bad news. It's good because it works. It's bad because you don't know it. But everything that Jesus was the first magician. Now, a Christian magician is just a person who understands how, or they understand the science of miracles. Now, I know this is contrary to most people's understanding. I just happened to did something called research, or number two, which is I gathered evidence. So I got mental evidence. I got enough mental evidence that make me willing to take a bullet to the head when I make a decision. So when I told people, when I tell people this is what I'm going to do 6 months before I do it, and they look at me like I'm a little cuckoo, and then it happens. Now, my kids, they all know. And the people that know me, they know. But I don't do this all the time. I only do this for, again, things that I'm willing to die for, diligence. So number one, so that way you can understand, the tone in your voice determines the speed of your choice. Since you cannot make a choice, you cannot use your voice. Your voice is only activated when you make a choice. Heavenly Father, touch the minds of your people. Now Joshua said, as for me and my house, we shall serve the Lord. Bam! All of the universe, again, the universe only responds to a made-up mind. The universe cannot and does not respond to a mind that is not made up. The tone is not in the voice. And without understanding that, then miracles don't happen for you. Now, when we talk about understanding the esoteric meaning of what we call magic. So magic Magic was only done by certain people that was part of a particular sect. These were the Essenes. And so the Essenes had a particular power and might that everybody else said was magical. But the Essenes just knew certain things to do. Number one, to get mucus out of the body. So the Essenes, they say that they would go down to the river's edge, they would strip butt naked in the heat of the day, and they would go out and then they would do, they would get in the water and bathe, and then they would do enemas. Now, I'm not going to go into detail, but they said that when they did the enema, Yahushua, when he would cast out demons, that's how he would do it. Now, again, and they lived disease-free. The Essenes understood what I'm getting ready to share with you right now. The Essenes knew that there were certain laws. They called them the laws of the mother. We call them now the laws of nature, or nature. In the Egyptians, you know, neuter, N-E-T-E-R. Same thing. So the laws of the mother are the laws of nature. So if you can understand the laws of the universe, the laws of nature, you fit in the laws of the universe, the laws of nature. You don't go against the laws of mother. Simply stating to you that you have to honor the laws of electricity, because we live in a world that is controlled by electricity. Let me make sure you understand what I'm just saying. And I'm getting to know that the sound is kind of acting up. So, okay, a little better. So, all right, I do apologize about it. You guys know with these types of shows, man, the sound always, we always have issue with the sound. So, we're going to keep chugging along. Hopefully I can get, I'll just cut to the chase. So that way I can give you guys the meat of the message. Brothers and sisters, let me speak clearly, because this is really important. Diligence, conviction, and determination. That establishes, again, that puts fire, or it does what they call phase conjugation, not congra, it's with a J, conjugation. And it's really, again, understanding of how you embed or implode. So it's called embedding. We call it empathy. So you have to embed your purpose in your tone or in your voice. So when you do this process, there's a whole process that you must go through in order to do this. It's called embedding. Now, I mentioned it before you use telepathy. Remember, celestial beings only have telepathy. They have no empathy. Earthly beings only have empathy. They have no telepathy. Yahushua came to combine celestial and terrestrial so that way they can produce sympathy or a symphony. A symphony is a combining of all of the rays or the dispositions or the departmentalizations. Now, in order for you to make a concrete decision, you must collapse or conjugate or congregate. The reason that you go to church is so that way everybody can be on one accord. Now remember, this is my biblical proof for you Bible thumpers who need Bible to prove what I'm saying scientifically. Go and read in 2 Kings, or 1 Kings, the story of the Tower of Babel. And before the God of the Old Testament came down, the only reason that they got that God's attention was because they were on one accord. But in the text, it's spelled A-C-C-O-R-D. Originally, it is A-C-H-O-R-D. Frequency. They were on one frequency. They was on one chord. C-H-O-R-D. Let me make sure, because this has nothing to do with a bunch of people. It has to do with a bunch of cells. Your blood cells use cellular communication. The food that you eat messes up the cells that they can't communicate. The drugs that you take, the alcohol that you drink, the person that you hang out with who's negative, and they're always destroying and they're messing up your vibe. You're always pissed off. They're always hurting you or disappointing you. That messes up your cord. So that when you're not on one accord, you have no at-one-ment or atonement. The Bible says in the book of Leviticus that the blood was given to make atonement for the sins of the soul. Heavenly Father, touch the minds, the wills, the emotion, the imagination, and the intellect of your people. The blood, my brother, the blood, my sister, was given to you because blood carries the tone. That's what I was talking about in the Blood God series when I talk about you needed to put fire in your bones or in your blood because the blood is made inside the bone. So there is a frequency that you have that is one with the Father. But you are not on the same chord. You're not at one with. So atonement. You got to get into a tone. You got to get into a tone. The tone of your voice determines the speed of your choice. The tone, but you're not in tune with yourself. This has nothing to do with nobody else. This is not about your wife. It's not about your husband. It's not about your dog. It's not about your mama or your daddy, your aunt, your uncle. The reverend, not the bishops, can't do nothing. You are the CEO of You Incorporated. You must make a concrete decision, but you can't because you're entertaining strangers and dangers and angels unaware. Some of them are good. Some of them are not. These angels are angles. They have come to bring about a sacred denomination or sacred geometry. It's called a holograph. It's called fractal. So these fractals produces fractions or a fracture. It's designed to fracture your tone. Everything on earth is designed to keep you from doing what I'm going to tell you right now. Everything. Food, water, air, your mate, everything is designed. They don't know it. They've been used by Lucifer. Hell, I've been being used by the devil all my life. On August the 4th, I just got tired. I'm not doing this no more. So I said, you know what? I'm not doing this. I'm not playing this game no more. That when I changed my tone. My voice, the tone in my voice now is determining the speed of my choice. This thing works so great, man. It is crazy, but it works both ways. So your job is to make a decision. Okay, number one, diligence, make a decision. Brother Will, how do we do that? I don't know what to decide, brother. Well, thankfully, the decision has already been made for you. Your job is to find what God has predestined you to do, and then get on board. See, what I did was, I created my plan, and then I said, okay, God, come over here and rubber stamp my plan. I need your signature on it. So I need you to come over and authorize it. But the Father says, well, yo, homie, I'm not authorizing nothing that I have not written, that I'm not going to sign off on your plan. See, Jesus says, I'm not here to do my will, but I'm here to do the will of my Father. See, my name is Will, so I came down here to do my will. So I wrote out my plan for my life, and I went to God and said, bam, I need you to do this for me, homie. And so, therefore, I had no tone. I had a great plan, but it had no power. See, the Bible says you had a form of godliness. That's what I had, a form of godliness. But I had no power to make that godliness manifest. So people ask me all the time, well, Brother Will, why do you do bad shizness, man? Because I had a form of godliness. What does that mean? That means I had a plan. I never consulted God. How in the hell? Now, the Bible says it this way. Can the clay say to the potter, make me thus? So I'm going to ask you, can the creation say to the creator, we want to do this? Or let me make sure you understand what I'm saying. Can a male say to the father, make me female? Can you go and have a sex change operation because you don't like the fact that you were born a man? Now, people do that all the time. Can you go from being, you know, dark skinned to being light skinned, short hair to long hair, you know, little chi-chis to big chi-chis? People do it. Y'all watch Love and Hip Hop? Y'all watch TV, these reality shows? What are they doing? They're getting out of tone. They told God the tone you gave me. They did the same thing I did. I did the same thing, so I can't talk about it. What'd you do, Brother Will? I came down here. I didn't consult my designer. I didn't consult the big G. I just decided. So I made a concrete decision to live my life without God. You did too. So now everybody that's listening to the sound of my voice, today would be a good day. I don't know when you might want to do this. Today might be a good day that you pray this prayer. Heavenly Father, I don't know I don't know what your will for my life is, but I want you to show me. If you pray that prayer, get pen and paper and tune in. It's coming. Guaranteed. See, God is not a respecter of persons. If you ask, the Bible says this way. I have an acronym that I use. It's found in the book of Matthew. It's called ASK. Everybody, if you want to do step one, diligence, you want to make a concrete decision. Number one, to make a concrete decision, you need to use the acronym ASK. A, ask. Father, I don't know what the hell I'm supposed to be doing on this earth. I'm here. I ain't got a snow. I don't have a clue. Then you need to do the S, seek. After you ask the Father, Father, show me what you want me to do. Just say that. Father, show me. I don't know what to do. Show me what to do. That's what I did. Father, show me what to do. And then seek. Now, that's the tough one. People ask God for stuff and then they just go home and watch TV. Now, again, I'm not the sharpest tool in the shed, but I need you to understand the system that God has in place, because right now we're violating his system. All we got to do is stop violating universal spiritual law. Because why? You are naturally rich. You ain't got to do nothing. Everything that you're trying to do is yours by divine right. So if you're working for money, something's wrong. If you're working for health, that dog don't hunt either. If you're working for knowledge, if you're working like a Hebrew slave to find the truth, been there, done that too. If you're working hard to maintain a good relationship, that dog don't hunt either. I don't know if you understand commonwealth. That means it's common. I don't know if you understand what it means to be a joint heir and a royal priest. I don't know if you know what it means to be a son, the daughter. I don't know if you know if you mean that you are made in his image and likeness. See, the offspring of a thing grows up to be the thing. Like the thing. It has the same privileges of the thing. A joint heir, joint means together. Heir means I got the same shizness. So Yahushua says that we are joint heirs with the Father. So that means The word seek means to find something. It means to attempt to obtain. It means whatever you ask for, now you got to attempt to obtain it. Seek. That, what does that mean, Brother Will? This is how it means. It means mentally, everything I'm talking about. Remember, I'm a metaphysician. I don't do nothing physical. So in my brain, I said this. I am wealthy, I am healthy, I am wise, and I am in a great relationship. Then every day I wake up and I'm seeking for wealth, health, wisdom, and a great relationship. That's it. Now, I've started doing this concretely, what, 2 weeks ago, August the 4th. Before that, my decision-making vacillated based upon my fleshly desires. What does that mean? That means if I'm making money doing A, somebody comes along and say, hey, dog, you can make more money doing B. Okay, I did that 68 times. That's how many jobs I've had. So I had a job. Then I saw something. I remember the only way you can have destination addiction that I, the show that I did a week ago that I just got rid of, the only way you can have that is if you haven't done number one. You're not diligent. See, diligence says, I don't give a beep, 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 beep about the other destination. I don't care if the grass is green on the other side. I got grass, homie. It may not be as green as yours, but I got grass. That's diligence. Diligence is the ability to make a concrete decision, period. Diligence is the ability to cut, to kill, to maim, to mutilate, to destroy all other options. Woo! Come on, somebody. Heavenly Father, touch the minds. I just got to chill when I said that. Let me make sure you understand. You got options? So that means that you say, okay, Brother Will, I got a safety net. Okay, you're not diligent. See, when I go after something, I don't have no safety net. I'm a one-trick pony, but all I need is one trick. That's why I can't latch on to anything. It's the devil's good, man. The devil is good. Know what he did for me? He know what he's been doing to me for damn near 60 years? Latch on to that, Brother Will. He knows when I latch on to something, I can't let go. He knows it. So he just puts fake shiznits. When you do number one, ask. The first thing that comes is a counterfeit. Let me say it again. You asking God for your dream job, the first job that comes is probably the counterfeit. That's the one that's sent by Lucifer to see if you're going to settle. It's going to be very similar to what you asked for, but it's not going to be the exact thing. Guaranteed. I've been doing this for a long time, homie. So remember, King Solomon, he's my testimony. Solomon says, God, give me wisdom. God said, dude, I'm so proud of you, man. I'm going to give you wisdom, and I'm going to give you this, I'm going to give you that. And then Solomon say, cool, God, where's it at? Okay, we got one baby, two women. Bam, that's your wisdom. Oh, hold up, time out. I asked for wisdom. God said, I just gave it to you, dude. Use it. So whatever you ask for, again, you get the opposite. You ask for money, bam, you're going to get poverty. So that way God is proving to you that you got what you're already asking for. That's why this is dangerous. This is dangerous. Because remember, if you got destination disorder, that means that where you at, you see no worth and no value in it. And God says, I'm everywhere. God is all-knowing. He's all-power. He's all-present. So you, where you at, you want to leave it because you say God is not there. God's like, I'm here. You just can't see. So don't go to God and ask for nothing. Go to God and thank him for something. But if you like me, see, I'm a little cray-cray, head a little hard. It takes me about 60, 70 times to bump in my head up against the wall before the light comes on. I'm praying to God that you're a little smarter than me. And hopefully you don't do this. You don't need this acronym. Ask. Ask, seek, and knock. Hopefully you don't need it. Hopefully you're going to do the other one, which is, Heavenly Father, you said in your word that you've given me everything that I need for life and godliness. Please remove the scales from my eyes so that I may see that I am already wealthy, I'm already wise, I'm already in a great relationship, I'm already, wealth, health, I'm already healthy. Those four things, wealth, health, wisdom, relationship. See, right now you're seeking, which means you don't have number one. See, I have to kind of set you up a little bit to get you to see how we think. We are always going somewhere. Everybody that's listening to the sound of my voice, y'all waiting to go. As soon as this show is over, bam, you got to go somewhere. Everybody's going somewhere instead of being somewhere. See, you're not a human going. You're a human being. Be. Be where you at, brother. Be here now. Why are you worrying about, oh, damn, how long Brother Will been talking? I got stuff to do. Come on, Brother Will, hurry up, dog. Get to point number two. See, y'all trying to go. Don't rush me, man. I'm here. I need you to be here. Diligence is you cut off the past. You cut off the future. You live now, faith is. I don't know if you read Hebrews 11:1. Read the first word. It says, now. You can stop there. After you go, to, when you want to know what faith is, this is what faith is. Now. Nothing exists except now. That's how you get tone in your voice. That's going to determine the speed of your choice. The more you can live in the now, the faster now happens. In other words, now I'm rich. I'm not going to be rich. I wasn't rich in the past. I'm rich right now. When you can make that statement with, number two, conviction. Now, Brother Will, how do we do that? Okay, this is what, let me show what I did. So you guys know I'm not the brightest bulb in the pack. I'm in the pack, but I'm not the brightest bulb. So 68 times, now you would think after like about 30, the light would have came on. But y'all know I'm a little slow. So 68 times different jobs. 23 times I was different businesses. Now, what was wrong with business number one? Oh, nothing. So, brother, why didn't you leave? I had no conviction. See, conviction means that where I'm at right now, there is enough evidence for me to have and show due diligence. See, conviction is the act of convincing yourself by argument and evidence. Father, touch the minds of your people. Conviction is the act of convincing yourself by argument or evidence. Of what, Brother Will? That the decision that you made in step one is right. So you made a decision to stay on your job. Now you need to gather enough conviction or enough evidence so that way that you know you made the right decision. Now remember, we're talking about speaking in a way that manifests right now wealth, health, wisdom, and relationship or an optimized life. In other words, we're not going nowhere. Everything is coming to us. We're like a lighthouse. You notice a lighthouse doesn't move. It stands on the shore. It shines its light, and the ships come to it. That's you. You are a single standing column of wave form energy that is solidified on earth. You are an individualization of God. That's what you are. You are an individual cup of God poured into a dirt suit. Hallelujah. I don't know if you understand. Let me say it again. You are, God decided to pour a bit of himself into a piece of dirt. You're like a video game. You ever see the character of a video game? Now, the video game characters, you have a controller. And who is the person that has a controller that's playing the video game that makes the character move? Well, you're not the guy. See, everybody thinks that they are the guy inside the video game. That's the program. Let me tell you guys a secret. You think that you are the character inside the video game. Some of y'all went to level two like me. Don't tell nobody I told you. Some of y'all think y'all are the controller in the video game. And then there's a very few that pimp the game. They know that they're not in the game. They know that they're not a control. They're not a joystick. They're not a steering wheel. They're not this body. They're not the controller. They know that they are outside the game. There's a very few people they understand that they are outside of the game, that they have they are a spirit that has a controller called a soul that is manifesting itself in a body called a game. Oh, man. See, very few people understand those three. Let me make sure you're one of the few people on earth that understand. You are not your body. You are not your soul. You are a spirit that has a controller that's playing, that's manipulating a character or a piece of dirt on a round ball that is traveling through earth. Now, I don't know about you. My little son plays video games. Like, I'd be up there yelling and screaming. I'm not a video game player. So, it's very interesting when I watch him play his video game because I think he thinks he's in the game. And according to science, they say, again, if you play the game Call of Duty, Modern Wild Warfare, I'm trying to think of some of the combat game. They say, and this is both scientifically true, that you will actually suffer from PTSD. Because remember, the brain doesn't know the difference between fiction and reality. So again, my little son, when he's up there going, oh, ah, oh, ah, and he'd be yelling and screaming, his body is releasing chemicals inside of his body. Because the body thinks whatever game he's playing is real. The body doesn't know he's outside the game. You don't know you outside the game. You reacting to everything. Some Tom, Dick, and Harry post them on your Facebook page. You get pissed off. Why? You in the game. See, I used to be in the game too until August the 4th. I got my black ass out. I'm not in the game no more, homie. I'm not even a controller that somebody can manipulate, dog. You can't control me, man. No, I went back to the spirit realm, which is what the next series that we're talking about. Well, I'm going to show you how to do the same thing. Get out the game, dude. Exit the matrix. Don't be a part of the control system either. Go back to source. Become a light. Become a spirit. Become an ether or plasma being. That means you're outside of the game. You're not part of the control, and you're not part of the character that's in the game. So guess what happens to your body? You don't do, Your brain does not release the chemicals inside of your body because you're not having the entity attachment or the emotional attachment to the game. So now you're sitting outside the game. And guess what you are now? You're in charge of the game. You got the controller. You control the character in the game. And guess what? It doesn't affect you at all because you're outside of the game. You're outside of the control mechanism. So now you can put tone in your voice. Now you can speak with authority. You can speak as one having authority. You can call those things that are not as though they were. That brings us to number three. Now, let me make sure you understand this three-step process. Number one, you got to make a decision, but you can't make a decision because you don't have all of the tools that you need by which to make a decision. So if you don't have the tools, you got to look for the tools where you're at. In other words, you see value where you're at. You bloom where you plant it. So the first thing, in order to be diligent, you got to make a concrete decision to bloom where you plant it. So you may be saying, like I used to always say, dude, you don't understand, brother. You know, they treat me like a Hebrew slave on this job, man. I'm getting ready to quit. I'm out. Now, that may be true. Because remember, if they're doing the three things that we talked about yesterday, then that means that you're part of your life. You are experiencing a life eclipse. You can't optimize your life because the conflict, the repression, and the unconsciousness. So that means that they are disrespecting you as a person. They're disrespecting your position that you have, and they are disrespecting the place. And so if you're being disrespected, you can't be disrespected. So you may have to leave. If somebody keeps disrespecting you, now the goal is, however, to understand why you're being disrespected. Now, I hate to be the bearer of bad news, but people only disrespect people that they know they can disrespect. So the problem is that the person that's disrespecting you is disrespecting himself first. That means that person got to get value. They don't see their own worth and their own value, so they can't see your worth and your value. So that person got to do what I did on August the 4th. Now, can you do that for that person? No. Sometimes if that person cannot see their own worth and their own value, thereby allowing them to see your worth and your value, you got to get out of the way. If a bull is running down the street, and you see the bull coming, you get out of the way. If there's a runaway train, you don't try to stop the train. You move out of the way so that way you don't get injured by the runaway train. Now, if you see a car, the guy gets out of the car, he forgets to put it in park, You standing right next to the car, you can get in the car, put it in park for him, thereby saving the car and everybody else. Okay, you do it. But if you can't, if it's already moving, you get your ass out the way. You let it go. That's not your fight. The goal, my brothers and sisters, is again, see worth and value in yourself right where you are. Let me tell you the secret to life. Say the best for last. The best for last, like I always do. Brothers and sisters, you have to see yourself right now. Remember, reality is not real. I know this is tough, man. This is the hardest thing to teach. Hebrews 11:3. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Evidence not seen. Now, can anybody show me evidence that you can't see? Well, that's the problem. See, people don't know the evidence. Now, what is the evidence that I can't see? Love, joy, peace, gentleness, meekness, self-control. I can't see it, but I can produce evidence of it. How can I do that? I can love you. How am I do that? Okay, if you're feeling bad there, I'm going to come over there. I'm gonna say some words of encouragement to you. Now, you can't see my love until I display my love. So I got evidence that you can't see. So what you got to do right now, I don't care what you are, you got to have evidence of wealth. You got to have evidence of health. You got to have evidence of wisdom. You got to have evidence of a great relationship. See, you're going to leave that relationship if you can't find no evidence, enough evidence to convict you to stay. Now, when I worked in a prison, that was my training ground for everything that I teach. So working in a Supermax prison, God showed me that I hated that job. I hated it. I hated the inmates in there. And then God told me, Negro, you an inmate. Like, hold up, God. You got me mixed up, dog. I am the correction. I'm the CO. I'm the popo. And then God told me, go ask them why they in prison. So I would ask people, hey, dog, why are you in prison? And they would tell me. And what they told me, I'd be like, oh, damn, I did that too. Then I asked the next dude, hey, dude, why are you in prison? Oh, but, you know, man, I wrote a bunch of hot checks, man. They bounced, dude, and, you know, it was over a certain amount. And, you know, next thing I know, I got bounced the hot checks. Oh, damn, I did that too. Oh, man, you know, I snatched this lady's purse, man, and blah, blah. Oh, damn, I did that. Oh, dude, you know, we went out, we hot-wired this dude's car, brother, and we stole the car. Oh, damn, I did that too. Well, we shot at this dude, man, and, you know, we shot him, and so they got us, you know, aggravated his heart. I was like, oh, I did that too. That's when the light came on. I wasn't superior. On August the 4th of 2017, I realized I am not superior than my wife. I'm not superior than people on my job. I'm not superior than you. I'm not superior than nobody. This arrogant, cocky, know-it-all, egotistical, freaking maniac died on August the 4th. And now I see worth and value. I am already wealthy. I ain't got to press. I ain't got to push. I ain't got to get up early. I ain't got to stay up late. I ain't got to do shows, three shows a day. I ain't got to work like no Hebrew. I can actually enjoy my life because I'm already wealthy. I'm already healthy. I'm already wise. I'm already in a great relationship. Past tense, and so are you. You are already there, brothers and sisters. The tone in your voice changes when you see the worth and the value of where you are at. The tone in your voice determines the speed of your choice. What choice? The choice to be wealth. The choice to be health. Not to go, my book is The Ultimate Secret to Being. It's not the ultimate secret to getting. There's a reason why I chose that title. Originally, the title of the book was The Ultimate Secret to Getting Rich. God said, dude, you're already rich. So I changed the title. It's The Ultimate Secret to Being Rich. Right now, you make one, a concrete decision to kill, steal, maim, and mutilate poverty, sickness, ignorance, and bad relationships. Right now, make that decision. I refuse to be a part of that any longer. When you make that statement, all of the heaven now put something inside of your voice. That's all you got to do. All you got to do is make a mental decision. that says, I am wealthy, I am healthy, I am wise, and I'm in a great relationship. That's all you got to do. And everything that you need for life and godliness, zoop, is drawn to you. You ain't got to go nowhere. You got to do nothing. All you got to do is maintain that disposition. That's the problem. Determination. You have to do number three. You got to determine every day. See, determination is the act of coming to a decision every day. So every day I wake up, the devil says, hey, Brother Will, you going to be in a good relationship today, brother? Because guess what? I think we found some dirt, homie. I think we found a reason why. We got evidence. So remember the Bible, when God asked the devil, yo, devil, where you coming from, homie? Say, oh, God, I'm coming from up and down, to and fro in the earth. What are you made up of, brother? What are you made up of, sister? Dirt. The devil is walking up and down and to and fro inside of you. And he goes to the Father, which is your brain. And he tells your brain. He brings thoughts to your brain. That scripture is a metaphysical showing of what's going on inside of your body right now. So the devil goes to and fro, up and down inside of your body, and he goes up to the upmost expanse of the north, heaven, your head, and he tells you, hey, dog, you ain't wealthy. How do you know? What do you got? Well, I'll check your bank account. You overdrawn. And you, being a reasonable, logical man and woman, say, damn, Satan, you're right. I guess I'm not wealthy. And then, because you made that decision, all the wealth that you have leaves you. Because your reticular activating system must, by universal spiritual law, again, do what exists inside the brain. Please, man, y'all got to get this. Please, please, please get this. Your reticular activating system only allows stuff in your brain that's already there. So if you're not already wealthy, you will never be wealthy. Wealth is a mental disposition. It's not a physical operation. It's a mental. Relationships are mental. They're not physical. You cannot have a good physical relationship unless you got a good mental relationship. So you got to make a decision. I love my wife. The devil going to come and give you reasons why you should not love your wife. Your job is to get enough evidence to have due diligence to continue to do what? Maintain a mental disposition that says, as for me and my house, we're going to love my wife. We're going to love my husband. We're going to be wealthy. We're going to be healthy. We're going to be wise. See, that conviction, that tenacity, that's tone. Tone in your voice determines the speed of your choice. So as long as you maintain that tone, I guarantee you in less than 21 days, whatever tone you maintain, again, because that's the word of God said. Remember the Archangel Michael? He prayed, Daniel prayed, and he said, yeah, what took you so long, homie? He says that the Prince of Persia, I was fighting the Prince of Persia 21 days. It takes 21 days, again, to create a habit. It takes another 21 days to create a destiny. It takes another 21 days to create a freaking lifestyle. So, sure, you might have to maintain that disposition for 21 days. But 21 days is a blink of an eye when you talk about eternity. So, brothers and sisters, make sure you're overstand. And again, this was a very, very, very condensed version of a 10-hour series that I've done before. And it's a part of an audio book that, again, if you've already part of the Clarinomics, you'll be receiving this. I'll probably send that out. You know what? I will send that out today. Y'all might want to listen to it, along with what I sent out already. So that way you guys can start listening to it. It's a lot of information. But you need to understand that God incarnate. He incarnated into this earth. So do you. So he put spirit inside of flesh. That's what you are. You are an incarnation. And then he decided to use incantations. An incantation is declaring and decreeing. That's what I'm doing right now. It's talking. And whatever you incantate, that's what you incarcerate. So you are an incarceration. That means you're in jail or you're in a prison of your own words, which are thoughts. So you put your spirit inside of a box that you speak. Now, if you're not speaking, if you do like most people do, if you take your voice and you give it to the Reverend Dr. Bishop, then they put you in a box. Now, I just chose to put myself in the box I like. Now, you can let somebody else put you in a box. Hopefully, you know, they, you and him, her, it, they, y'all like the same boxes. If you give your voice to somebody else, then somebody else will make your choice. I just decided to make my own choice. Thank you very much. So the tone of my voice determines the speed of my choice. Since I speak with tone, I speak with intonation. And so tomorrow I'm going to break down the word intonation, and I'm going to teach you or show you how to put tone in. So we talked about what it is today, and tomorrow we'll break down again how we put it inside of your dirt suit or inside of your blood through this process of being diligent, having conviction, and having determination. If you do those three things, you will optimize your life, guarantee you. I guarantee you. In fact, the word of God guarantees. God says he honors his word above his own name. His word cannot return void. So, brothers and sisters, again, thank you so much for bearing with me today. Sorry about the sound problems earlier. Thank you guys so much. God bless you. His name is Yahuwah. Stick around tomorrow or tune in tomorrow. We'll knock out part two of this. Probably turn into a three-part little series here as we get ready to start the Light Being series at the end of this month. So please, again, it's $49 if you sign up before the month is over, before the 28th. If you sign up before the 28th, again, the cost is only $49. After that, it goes up to $99 to join me for the next series where we talk about, or I explain how to evolve into a light, which is love being. This is going to be very powerful. Brothers and sisters, God bless you. His name is Yahuwah. May the Son bless you. His name is Yahushua. May the Ruach, instead of part one, continue to lead you and guide you in all truth, because he will never, ever, ever manipulate or control you. And as always, my brothers, as always, my sisters, I will, make no doubt about it, I will see you, because I got some tone in my voice. I will see you in eternity. God bless you.
Y'all need to wake up now. But no, this ain't a pyramid scheme. Like the police, yeah, I'm still on the scene. After I murdered and flee reality, you wouldn't murder or flee. That's all truth if you heard it from me. Verbal or circle MCs, firmly a virtue, bring the world to its knees. So when I bless you, you should certainly sneeze. People don't purchase CDs, so I give it to them for free. Cause one bird in the house better than two in the tree. You still dreaming, thinking your career is something that's not. You kettle corn or something to pop. You still dreaming, pass a message if you run in the pot. Tell a mama hold it down and hold you up like all the traffic just stopped. It's like some people, it's like I let the sample sing to you. The truth is in the words, but it's all a dream to you. Or maybe your inception, Leonardo speak to you. DiCaprio tell you that you nice, snap out the actor, yo. You go with us to get out of that shell like pistachios. So quit dreaming. Quit dreaming. 1, 2, 1, 2. Some dreams they dream, some dreams come true. A 1, 2, 1, 2. Some dreams they dream, some dreams come true. You just, it's just, I see.
Still dreaming, man. Still dreaming.